bathroom, you went down.
Oh, it's no good.
You know that. There was one at Walmart too that they took out a couple of weeks ago. I have no idea.
Thank you. things, I think.
Yes.
That don't make any difference. All yes or anything.
It's okay.
Special meeting for Port Malabar Holiday Park Mobile Home Park Recreational District is called to order on this date of February 15th, 2022. Everybody who has a birthday and an anniversary this month, hope you have a great day or had a great day. Please bow your heads. I would like you all to direct your prayers today to help Carol Summers. She's had several car accidents and is not feeling well. She could use a little extra love. Dear Lord, we ask in your name and your love to show those who hate a new path to happiness. Watch over those who protect us and keep us safe. Hug those residents that have passed and tell them how much we miss them. Amen. Pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Hello.
Mr. Secretary, roll call, please. Okay. You need a sheet of paper?
Yeah, boy.
Oh. I think that's a good one.
Okay. Karen Allen.
Present.
Gary Vinson. Terry Steimer.
Here.
Mark Bodoth.
Here.
Richard Brooks.
Here.
Paul Goblick. Here. Carol Summers. Keith Richards.
Here.
Today we're here to discuss the new contract. We have a Spectrum representative. Her first name is Donna, and she's going to have to pronounce the last one.
Arsenault.
And she will be reviewing the new contract with us.
Well,
Donna, please.
Yes. Okay. Well, currently there are, I'm sorry.
You're going to need to speak really close.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
because I'm short. Can you hear me? Oh, okay. There you are.
Okay.
So I met with Carol a few months ago. We were talking about you know, possibly adding internet to your package and improving the video package. So I put together some numbers. The thing about this park is the number of people taking our internet keeps growing and growing. And we have right now, I had it written down here somewhere, it was over 400 homes that take our internet service, which is quite, no, I'm sorry, yeah. It's a lot of people taking our service. So unfortunately, each year that you don't sign up for internet, the price keeps going up. So we could bundle internet with TV, and we would give you TV Select with digital tiers 1 and 2. We call it our Platinum. It's all the channels except for the premium channels and the international channels. And there are three channels in our sports pack that would not be in this package. But you could get the sports pack for $5. So that, with our Ultra Internet, which is 400 by 20, the price would be on a five-year term, before taxes or fees, $66. Actually, you don't, you're tax exempt, but there is a broadcast surcharge that you've not been subject to because you still have Bright House packaging. When we convert you to Spectrum, there would be the surcharge. And I calculated it for you on a five-year term with the $66 per unit rate, it's $2.41. If you do a seven-year term, then the price would be $62, and that broadcast surcharge is $2.24. Or if you decide that you don't want to do bulk video anymore and you want to just do internet, we can do that. It would be our 200 by 10. That's 200 megabits download, 10 upload, and it's $35 a home. And then you could just, you could get streaming services, or if you wanted to purchase, you know, Spectrum's video on your own, you could. We do have streaming packages. I put together a packet for the board, and it's got probably more information about Spectrum than they ever want to know. I've got all of our channel lineups. I've got what the retail pricing is for the products. So there's a lot of information there. We now have cloud DVR. So if you want, if the board wanted to include cloud DVR, we could do that. We just would add $2 to the price. The nice thing about the cloud DVR is you can access your recordings anywhere you are. So if you recorded something here and you went on a trip and you wanted to see it, you could just pull the app up on your phone or your tablet and you'd be able to watch your program. Or you start it in one room and then you go into another. So it's really nice. I started using it and I really like it. Now, I was told that you might have a question or two. I think
you got to come up front, please.
Put a mic.
Yeah. Trust first. Okay, I have a question. This, you put a five-year plan, right? That's what we're looking at.
There's a five-year and there's a seven.
Okay. And in the contract, is there a limit to the increase each year?
5%.
But just like you, mm-hmm. we've had before.
Right.
And you're saying if it's just straight internet, $35 a person?
Yes.
Now, and then if we wanted to do, instead of having a recording device on wherever you want to record it, you could just record it once. And we could put the cloud in for $2 and then show it on any unit in the house or wherever you are.
The cloud DVR, now that's $2 if you're getting a video package.
Oh, so you can't just have that. You got to have a video package.
But
with that.
If you wanted to, say you signed up just for the, I don't mean just for internet. Let's say you signed up for internet only and then you wanted to get a small video package from us. You could then purchase the DVR for $9.99.
The video package.
We have streaming packages. I included the pricing in
what you're saying here is, if you buy your own video package, you don't get the cloud part of it, or you do?
No, because it works off of our app. So you have to have.
You have to have the whole park have it.
No, you could, as an individual, if you ordered video service, you could also order the cloud DVR, but it works off of our TV app. So if you don't have our TV service, it wouldn't function.
So if we had a video service, we would have your app?
Right. So right now you could download our app and use it, and then you could order a cloud DVR.
Okay. And that's $2 whether you're individual or pack?
Nope. It's $2 more on the bulk package. It's $9.99
okay.
individually. And okay. you can have up to 100 recordings stored for a maximum of 1 year.
Okay.
So after the recording age is 12 months, it would drop off.
Okay.
100 recordings a lot, though.
What was your internet speed in the package that you were getting?
With the video, it's 400 by 20. Without video, it's 20 by 10.
Yeah.
200.
Oh, I'm sorry, 200 by 10. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It used to be 100 by 10, but we increased it last year. The nice thing about Spectrum is when we write the contract, we say either standard internet or ultra. And if we change that speed, then your speed automatically gets increased. So if ultra becomes 500 by 20 or 500 by 30, your speed would automatically be increased.
Okay. What is just a video package by itself?
Well, actually, if you change your video package, it's going to go up because of the you've got a very low price. You're paying like $28 and change per unit. So it'd be like $30 or $32, depending on which package.
But
I could give you the.
Yeah, I mean, just yeah. if we just did the video with the one and two package channels,
mm-hmm.
what would that package probably be about?
Well, if you did the one with the digital tiers one and two, it'd be $32.
Okay. And with the internet, it's $66.
Right.
Thank you.
And that's with one set-top box. If you want to include two set-top box, it would be 33.
Now, the two boxes, neither of those are recording, though that would be the extra $9.99 that they would have to put it on their own.
If they wanted to use the cloud DVR, it's $9.99, but if you want to use a set-top box, it's $8.99 for the set-top box, and then $12.99 for the recording service.
So it's $20 for the set.
Right. So you can see why that cloud DVR is very popular. It's not only more affordable, but it makes things more convenient because, as I said, you could start watching in one room and then go in another and finish watching your program or even be away from your home and watch it. Okay. If you have a DVR box and then the recording service, it's like $20 a month. If you use the DVR that's through the TV app, if you had a Roku, an Apple TV, Samsung Smart TV, then you would just use our TV app and then you can record. We say it's a cloud DVR because we store everything up in the internet cloud. And then wherever you are, you can access it with the TV app. Did that clear it up, or am I confusing you? I'm sorry.
Where's my grandkids when I need them?
Oh.
Brian Bodo, 1000 Little Court. I think maybe if you would say, okay, this is the package you have right this minute, and it costs you X. That's going to expire. I'm going to give you this new package, and it's going to expire X, but I'm going to include all kinds of nice things to it. That would help us out. I think we're losing.
Okay.
And telling us about all this stuff is great, but only half of us understand what that stuff really is.
Okay. So right now you have what we would call – you have legacy service from Brighthouse, but I believe you also can access our TV Select. So if we – do a new contract, we would upgrade your service so that you would have Spectrum's TV Select and our two digital tiers. So we call it Platinum. It gives you everything except for the international channels and the pay channels. You can subscribe to that if you want. Okay, so you have probably like 125 channels, and we would be talking about 240. Some of them are.
All right. Let's...
You're paying $28 and change per home.
Wait.
And with the internet.
Come on.
We would include the internet.
Can't have everybody talking at once.
And a lot of you are paying us for internet service right now. I mean, how many of you have the internet? Okay, let's see. It's becoming more and more a necessity. I mean, I know very few people who do not use the internet.
Is there any more questions from trustees? Mark?
So your option three here is a 5-year term. That's internet service only.
Yes, the 210.
And that would be $35 per unit per month.
Yes. And there's no broadcast surcharge.
Option one is a 5-year term with internet and video.
Yes.
And that's $66 per month.
Yes.
That's, and then you say for the 7-year term, you would drop the 66 down to 62, but there would also be the broadcast surcharge.
Yes.
Mark.
So
hang on a minute.
Mark. And I did ask her, without internet, what we have now would be about $32.
Would be adding more channels, though.
More channels, but just the video. We start with
video service,
yeah.
Right.
Would be 32.
Yeah.
Well, I'm paying now for internet alone. They jumped it up to $70 or something.
So this is what I'm trying to.
So that sounds like I'm going. If we go with this, I'm saving money.
Yes.
Oh yes.
Me too.
Any more questions out of the board?
People that are getting internet are saving money. If somebody isn't getting internet, we'd be still be paying for them even if they weren't using it.
Yeah.
I mean, so yeah, there are some things. How many homes do you have on this? How did you work out the number of homes? And also, could you tell a little bit about the vacationing? Is there any of that?
Okay. There would be no seasonal for the internet if you bundle it in your bulk account. So the only thing that would be seasonal would be, you know, your telephone, DVR service, pay channels, that kind of thing.
How much would that, now, if they came off, that would just be for the people, that'd be extra anyway. Those things are just extra that the people are paying themselves, right?
Right.
That
right.
doesn't help us any as a park, yeah.
No.
Okay.
No.
What if we don't do anything?
Well, you don't have to. The contract could just renew, but every year when we look at the numbers, the price keeps going up and up, and it's going up much higher than 5% because we keep getting these new financial models. More and more people are buying the internet, and that's pushing that bulk rate up. If we had done this a couple of years ago, you know, your rate would be in the 50s.
How long do we have now to for this to either approve or disapprove this contract? How long is this proposal good for, I guess, is what I'm asking.
Well, it's good for 90 days. You know, of course, I can always rerun it and restart the date, but.
No. Would this start at the end of our current contract or?
No, we usually just go ahead. Once you sign a new contract, the old contract just goes away.
Okay.
And then what we do is after we have the contract signed, it usually takes 2 months for us to get everything in place. We send out a notice to all the residents. And we encourage everybody to call to see if you've got all the equipment you need, if we need to ship you more equipment or exchange your equipment. You know, maybe we've got some kind of a special or discount we can offer you. And then 30 days after the service has been made available to the residents, that's when we actually change the parks bill. We don't prorate individual homes, individual bills. We're a subscription service, so we really can't start charging the park until 30 days goes by, because otherwise we would be charging you and the residents for the same service. So,
okay. Yeah.
Now, when I spoke with Carol, she was thinking we would want to do this in the fall, because, you know, when people leave in the summer, it's not a convenient time to do it.
But if we do it in the fall, our 90 days will be gone.
Yeah, but I might be able to get permission from my VP to delay it. If you like, I can ask and see if we could delay so that it's like October. I believe that's what Carol and I discussed before, because she was concerned, you know, you make a change in the middle of the summer, you know, people don't have the opportunity if they're up north.
Yeah.
One more question, just a side note. We're losing the 732 channel. Is there anything we can do to do something to kind of take place of it?
Really, we don't have anything. Most associations are relying on their website.
So I was going to say, we're going to have to do a better job on our website.
Yeah. Unfortunately, what's happening is more and more people are getting the internet. And this is, I'm trying to figure out how to explain this so it's not too technical. Basically, we've got a point of origin, and we come in with our fiber, and then we hit this thing we call a node. And what that does is it's like a connection point and converts everything over so that we then run to coax cable. Right now, you only have one node. When we do this, the bulk internet, we have got to prepare for 100% of you to have internet. Even if 100% of you don't take it, we have to be prepared for it. So it means we have to increase our capacity, so we have to install additional nodes. When there's more than one node, we cannot make the channel work. The channel insertion is kind of an outdated technology. Nobody has been doing anything to update it or make changes. Unfortunately, I know a lot of places really like the channel.
Yeah.
Just real quick, how many nodes would we probably put in, and how much obstruction is it going to do to the park, laying wire or anything like that?
We're going to put three additional nodes, so there'll be a total of four, and we'll disrupt as little as possible.
But I mean, is it just a small line that, or a single line that's run down through there, or a bunch of digging to put in a node?
Well, you know what? I've never done it, so I don't know. I would say
you never watched it.
No, I haven't. I guess I should. Maybe when we start building out here, I'll come out and watch and see what they do. But I don't believe it's. I don't get complaints, so I don't believe that it's very intrusive. Otherwise, my phone would be ringing off the hook.
Carol had said something about a refund or something on the, was that on the spectrum, or was rebate?
Well,
or?
I know in the past I did offer a signing bonus, okay. But if I did that now, it would drive the price even higher.
Oh, okay. All right.
But basically, if we're starting this in October, the pricing would start in October?
It would start 30 days after we activate, so it might not be until November.
So right now it's a January thing. So maybe that's what they were talking about, some type of whatever. I don't know. I mean, they put the 5% in.
We do that in January. Yes.
Would you do that in January again or on the startup date?
No, we would... So come October, if that's what we do, we'd make the service available. We wouldn't change your master account until November. So we wouldn't be raising the rate.
No, but I mean annually. I'm
sorry. Please forgive me. I'm sorry. We always do it in January.
Oh, so if we start in November, we get a 5% in January or a year or 14 months?
It'll be 14 months.
Okay. Just making clear.
Okay. What's a node?
I'm sorry?
What is a node?
A node is a connection point. So we have our hub, and we come from the hub with fiber, and then we come to the node. And then it converts this, because we're sending everything via light through the fiber. And this converts it to a radio frequency so that we can then send it through coax. It's kind of a connection point.
Okay, thank you.
Do the residents have to buy equipment?
No, not unless they want to, get extra.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
As a matter of fact, if you've got a Samsung TV or a newer Apple TV, Chromecast, Roku, you don't even need a box. You can download our app and use the TV app and you get all your channels. And what's really nice is when you use the app, then you don't have to worry about, is there a cable line here or cable line there? You can move your TV wherever you want.
I have one more question. What would this, if we got the top one, the $66 5 years, what would that cost us per year?
$66?
Not per person. What would the contract be? Right now, we're paying about $240,000 a year.
Right. Well, I didn't do the math. My understanding is we would reduce the unit count to, Cherie, is it 687? Okay. So I guess I could do the, I could get my phone out and do the math. Yeah.
All right.
So. Don't we have an accountant here?
70 times.
Okay, so let's see here.
How many units?
687. So you'd have the 66 plus the 241.
And if you include
times 687 times 12. $563,972.04.
So our fees are going to more than double with that internet. Now you say we can add the cloud to this for $2 more for everybody?
Yes. Or if you don't want to use the cloud DVR and you want to use a set-top box, it would be $3.
If everybody got a set-top box, you mean?
For the DVR.
Yeah.
But if you sign a contract that includes a set-top box that's a DVR, then everybody would have to get the DVR set-top box.
Yeah, and it'd be cheaper and better, really, to do the cloud.
Well, in my opinion, yes.
Yeah. Okay, I just wanted to make people understand the fact that this is, our fees are probably going to go up because this is going to more than double our cable stuff. Well, we do get a lot more service.
Yeah, and 365 of you are.
Internet. But if you have it, if you have the internet, you're going to pay less.
Yeah, I understand that.
365 of you have DVR service.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Are we ready for the?
Yes.
The front. Okay. I got the clock running, so.
Bruce Crabb, 452 Neighborly Court. So we're paying now, what is it, $28 a month? And it's going to go to $68 a month? That is a tremendous deal. I'm paying $79 a month right now for Spectrum Internet standard.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
So I'm going to save money right off the bat.
Yes.
Okay. Now my question is, I have three TVs with three boxes I'm paying for. What am I going to get? Am I going to get three boxes or what?
The $66 is for one set-top box. If you want to add another set-top box, it would be another dollar.
So it's a dollar a box?
Under the bulk, yes.
Okay, well, my question is, when we first switched to this, we were given two boxes for free. Then we paid a dollar for the next box. That box now has gone to $7. So yes. I'm $7 on top of the $79.
It's right? Probably more than $7 now. Yes. It's probably closer to $9.
I was going to say they went up again in January.
Yep.
So people don't realize how much we're going to save. We are going to save a tremendous amount of money for everybody that has internet.
Oh, yeah.
My suggestion is
for TV on a ball.
We should do something almost immediately for this. That's my opinion. If people want to get extra services, they can buy anything they want. They can buy the cloud. They can buy any extra channels they want. Just I have DirecTV also. I have a satellite dish. I'm very familiar with this. I think that the board should pass this almost immediately and have it started. You know, we've got enough time before summer to even get most of it installed. That's my opinion.
Thank you.
Do we have enough time to install it immediately?
Let's see.
Because we're not digging the ditches, they are.
Yeah, that's the thing. The construction, what happens is we get a contract signed, and then we have to, it goes to our business planning group. They take their time getting all the money transferred into the construction.
We're talking 3 months out probably.
2 to 3 months.
So most of the wind snowbirds will be gone.
Can you get them to do it faster?
Well, we don't send the letters out until we know, you know, we wait until the construction's done before we do any of the marketing or the letters.
My question is a lot of people in this park are snowbirds. And is there any way that the amount of that they shouldn't have to pay for us the whole time that we're gone when we're only here for 3 months, 4 months, and 5 months?
That's not
so it's costing them a fortune.
Well, we still and pay it that, now. We our contract now. We don't. I thought we paid
right.
Still.
We pay year round.
We pay for the package. But we don't pay for the extra
right,
stuff.
Exactly.
And it's the same way here. Mm-hmm. But we're adding more to the package.
Okay, so you're not going to have to pay once we turn our service off for the season.
We will have to pay
the package, but we won't pay your extras.
But
just like now.
But you will be able to watch Spectrum no matter where you're at.
Wow, I can sleep at night. That's wonderful.
Thank you, Barb. David?
You could take it to the bathroom with you.
Line them up.
Dave Peck, 1014 Willow Court. One of the rumors going around the very beginning was this upgrade from the one node to, I heard five, but four is what you said today, that there was going to be a cost of over almost $250,000. So I'm assuming that is something that Spectrum handles. It's not something we are going to.
Right.
Okay, yes. That takes care of a lot of this blah, blah, blah. All right.
Next. Unless you want to.
You were going to hear a lot more if it was you were going to tell me different, so I promise you. Right now, you said today that our assessment fee for cable is $240,000.
This year.
Correct. I thought it was a little more in your budget, but that's beside the point. It's going up to, you said here, for the premium package to $563,000. What is that going to do to our assessment? It's going to go up. It's going to go up huge. And that's the point I want to make sure. This may be a great deal for the individual that uses it, but you have a lot of older people here that they're behind the times, whatever you want to say, but they can't afford it. And this is a huge investment that I want to make sure everybody here is aware of, because that, you know, you're talking over 300,000, divide that by your seven. How much is that going to increase our yearly thing? It's quite a bit.
$50.
It's going to be probably between $300 and $400 more.
Could be. The thing is, my deal on this is, yes, we have a lot of people who may not be using it now, but the generations that are coming up
I just want to have you think about it.
I know it, and I appreciate that.
I don't have an agenda on this pretty much because I do use it. But that being said, you have a whole community here that you need to be thinking about.
Yeah. That's it. Thanks, David. Don, were you up? We are.
Well, there's 479 that are paying us for internet right now. And I know there's another company here. So some people might be paying this other company for internet.
Yeah. They
are. Hi, I'm Don Washington at 1029 Wood Court. We have internet here in the rec hall. And do we have a larger amount of internet available here at the clubhouse? Or do we have a residential line servicing the whole building here? Because we're running into issues with not enough bandwidth, or if we have an event here and everybody is on the on our guest Wi-Fi that we have coming from the office, then we can't stream our music in here. We can't stream a television show. We can't stream a football game because everyone has their Wi-Fi on. And do you know what feed we have coming in here to this building?
I don't know for the building. I can tell you that what we do is we provide a free guest network in common areas. It's not a fast speed. It's 50 by 10.
Right.
So, and then we would provide the office a, I think it's 100 by 100, but that's for office use. So I could ask about the capacity to see how many access points we could put in here.
Yes, I would like, because we have a very active homeowners association here now. We are on the, we're just breaking out into more streaming, more entertainment here in the hall, and that we need a separate feed for the homeowners association. We're losing our cable channel, and I know the gals are busy trying to put a website together, and also I'm doing the music for a tea party we're having tomorrow, and I know, and I have a streaming list, but as soon as everyone is in here, I don't have enough internet for me to Bluetooth connect. We also want PowerPoint and be able to Bluetooth connect to communicate to our residents here.
Okay.
And what's your recommendation for that?
I would have to go to my sales engineer. Yeah.
Okay.
What's the approximately the square footage here?
Of this hall, I would say it's maybe 4,000 square feet.
Okay.
Just to be clear here, what we are talking about now hasn't anything to do with the contract we're talking about.
No, this is.
Yeah, I mean, it's okay. Separate. I just want people to understand
and
that.
What I'd like is I'm going to embark on a program this summer to straighten out our Zoom, our hall, our sound system, and also I want to straighten out the internet. Can I give you my phone number?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay,
but there's no way we could work this into a contract as a whole part, could we?
Well, what we would do is, as a part of the contract, we would put in a guest network. As I said, it's only 50 by 10, though. You might need a business connection.
Yes, and do we not have a business? Absolutely, we need a business connection here.
My question here is, we get like five different bills from Spectrum. Is there a way to incorporate these into one program or not?
No, that might be a way to incorporate so that it's only two. I can, because if you have business solutions, I believe they have a way of merging the different ones into one bill.
That's something we'd have to look into. We don't need to discuss it now. I just want to know if there's a way.
Okay.
We need to get back to the contract.
Thank you.
Your concerns. Yeah.
Do you have cable outlets here? Because we would provide you with a TV package if you sign up with cable, with TV.
Yeah, we have that now and here. Okay. And we have it on. It's a bandwidth so that we can stream here in the hall. And we have to get that corrected. We can't go on without it, basically.
Okay.
So how would I do that? I get a hold of Spectrum later?
If you like, if you give me your name and number, I can have an account executive with Business Solutions reach out to you.
That would be great. Thank you very much. I'm going to do that work this summer. Can I give it to you right now?
Yeah.
Thank you.
And we'll get Joe up here to...
Sure.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you. Hi, Joe Little, 1031 Vista Court. As a snowbird, number one, I'm not interested in my fees going up. I'm only here for 6 months, okay? So the package of cable and internet both is a non-starter for me, obviously just my opinion. It's interesting to hear, though, that over 400 people have internet and they are willing to pay for that. And obviously a lot of those are snowbirds and they probably turn their internet off and they save that money then during the off season. But that being said, leads into my question, and I'd like for the lady over here to take this back to her VP because I don't think she can answer this today, but I'd like to have a proposal on this if we can. Give us an a la carte. Some people, there's people back here who don't have the internet. They don't want the internet. They just want cable TV. Give us an a la carte. The cable TV was $32 a month if we just got the cable TV. The internet was $35 a month. That's a $3 difference, okay? Let us choose. Give us a choice, please. If you want just cable, can we have just cable? If you want just internet, can we have just internet? And then those of us that know how to stream or whatever or want to stream can do that. Just like now, we just had cable, but if you wanted internet, you bought that on your own. Same with this. You can give us a choice. Go back to your VP and ask her that. Give us a choice for $33.50 a month in between the two, the cable and the internet. And then, you know, if I want internet and then I want to buy cable, fine. But if I just want internet and I can stream my TV, then my HOA fee stays the same. Can you do that for me?
No, we don't do that.
No a la carte?
No a la carte. Everything is the same. It's uniform. Spectrum is a very large company, and we do everything in a very uniformed way. We don't do any one-offs like that. It's just not done.
Okay, well, I don't think that would be a big difference if you're selling 350 cables versus 350 internets. Your revenue is still going to be the same. You still got to bring your different cables and your nodes in here. But anyway, if you can't do it, that's fine. But that would be something I think we should try to pursue with Spectrum if we can. Maybe get them to help us out as a 55-plus community, knowing that some of our people, you know, don't want that or aren't technically capable enough to do that. But that, for me, that's the solution.
Thank you, Joe. Ma'am? I know.
Sharon Schmidt, 1055 Sunflower. Two questions, actually. We've been throwing so many numbers around here that scrambled in my head. We've been throwing so many numbers out around here, my head is like, beep. Okay. You said there are how many people currently paying for internet?
479.
479. And Cherie, you said there's over 600 units in the park?
We came up with that number because we have some vacant lots.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. But, so we didn't.
So we're talking about 479 buying from Spectrum. Then there are others in the park who are buying their internet from AT&T.
I would
so
assume
then
so.
Then actually internet numbers are higher.
I would assume so.
Okay. Got that in my head. All right. And the other question I had was this. Now, suppose we go into contract on this, let's say next week. Okay. And then you're saying our current contract becomes null and void because we have a new contract. How much time do we still have on this current contract?
To the end of the year, I believe.
No.
No. No.
I think it's the end of 23. Am I right?
No.
I believe it is. Is it December of 23?
It's either 22 or they say it's going to end in 23. Now we got to decide, is that January or December? You know, it's what? Okay.
Okay, oh, so then my question is this. If we go into new contracts, say, next week, we're now in February of 2022. Is there a reimbursement for that voided contract?
No, because we pay as we go. We have.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. And thanks, I just want to make sure that it's clear that these numbers were including one box. It would be an additional dollar for a second box.
Okay.
Now, the boxes are not recorders at all. They're just allow the two TVs to have that. Okay.
Right. Unless you want to pay another $2 on top.
Can you just real quick tell the difference between what we have now giving us and what we're going to have? We're getting another we're getting more stations,
yes,
internet, but we're losing our 732.
That's true. So okay.
But we're getting faster internet.
Yes, so it's 400 by 20. And then it's the platinum package, which is everything except for premium channels and the international channels. And there's three sports channels that are not included. And that would be the Red Zone.
Yeah, but they can get those. I just want to know what the with this price, we're also getting some upgrades in
right.
other stuff.
And it includes 50 music channels, the music choice.
Okay. Okay.
Brian Bodo, 1000 Little Court. I just need a clarification. I think some of us understood you to say that if we get this new package, whatever the price is, that we can then stream it in New York or wherever you go. Does that mean I only need one Spectrum service and that'll help me in New York and here? Or do we misunderstand what you said?
If you have the DVR, the cloud DVR, you can access it wherever you are. With our Spectrum TV app, there's probably about 48 channels that you can access from anywhere, but not every channel. But there's a lot of channels out there that you can. You then would, if you're away from home, you have to have a user name and password. You can go on our website and create it. When you're in your own home, you don't have to authenticate. It automatically occurs because the app will realize it's on your home modem.
Specific. Is that anywhere or anywhere in the United States?
Anywhere in your home, it'll automatically.
No. We can stream it in New York and Canada.
I don't know about Canada. I know in New York, you could, the 48 channels, I think it's 48, I might be off. You can stream that anywhere. You know, as long as you've got the username and password created. I'm not sure about Canada. I could try to find out.
Well, I'm basically saying outside of the U.S. You don't know of any place outside of the U.S. you can do this, not just Canada.
I've never had anyone ask me, so I don't know. So I'll try to find out, though. Well, y'all've got good questions.
You sound like I do.
Dave Curtis, 1130 Seminole Court. As long as you've got that app in your phone and your phone service is comparable to going out of or into the international, you'll get that service.
Oh, okay.
That's a given. Wherever that app goes with you and your phone, based on your phone service, is where, mm-hmm. what you'll get. If you don't have the phone service, you're not going to get the product. Now, I've got a question.
Okay.
Bottom line, $62 or $66 for a decent package in your house. That's the basics. Okay? Anything else that we want, DVRs, cloud DVRs, extra charge, and we order that how?
You just call our bulk call center, and I can share the phone number with Cherie, and you just call and place an order.
Okay, because I've been in a position where I didn't have a number when it comes to streaming that I could use because we're in a bulk. Okay? In other words, an account mm-hmm. number. When you go onto that mm-hmm. Spectrum thing,
right.
Your app, it asks for bulk number or
your security
password,
code.
Security number, whatever right. we got here in the website. We all need that.
Well, yesterday I actually got on the phone with one of my clients and the call center because she was having some issues navigating. So she didn't know her security code, but she had her phone number was on her account. So they just texted the code to her and just said, okay, we just text that to the number that's on the account. Can you tell me what it is? And she did. And then they were okay. able to help her out.
All right. But yeah, no, on that app though, it requires our number as a bulk.
That's if you're accessing it away from home.
Right. Or you want to get in out of town.
Right.
You've got to have that number available to you. In other words, you got to put mm-hmm. it in notes, Spectrum, passcode, da da da.
Right. About 2 or 3 times a year we send out notifications and it's on a statement. Usually it's like, well, there's a official notice from the FCC that we were supposed to send out, or there's a special that we're trying to get you to sign up for. So the next time you get one of those, keep it because it'll have the account number and it'll have the security code on it.
Never have gotten one.
You never have?
Never have.
Well, oh, now, my goodness.
I'm paying, I think right now on your special, or you start out for 1 year, it's $44.95.
Okay, so you got in on that because that changed to $49.99 now.
Yeah, well.
So you already got it, though.
Yeah, but what I'm saying to you, the folks out here, is prices are going to go up no matter what. If we can lock in reasonable time, we all got a great deal,
yeah.
Especially that cloud thing. Unbelievable. And I know little or nothing about mm-hmm. this, but I know a good deal when I see it.
Yeah. One quick question. If you put the code in the device, is it good from then on, or do you got to put it in every time?
Once you've got your account set up, you're good. You just go in, then you go in the app, and you log in, and you
yeah,
select
just put,
away
if,
from home.
Once you
home.
Put your code in, it's good, though.
Right.
Good.
Bruce Crabb, 442 Neighborly Court. I think what the people are missing, they don't realize that we pay a monthly charge per home. Right now, whether you're here or not, we still have to pay the charge. And I think these people have to understand that. That's very important. So we're paying, what is it, $28 a month now? So we got 500 homes with internet. Those 500 homes are paying roughly $79 a month just for the internet. Plus, we're still paying the $28 a month in our park fees. That's close to $100 a month. This is a great savings for $68 a month. Now, there's a few people that would be ticked off. Well, we have to go with the majority. If we got 500 homes near that got internet, we got to go with the majority. I would like to see you make up a paper so that we could have it here, or you could send it to all the homes here explaining how much it is a month, what kind of service you're going to get, what the boxes do. Make it very basic. We're older people. We don't understand nothing. I do, but a lot of people don't. Okay?
Thank you.
So what's my increase going to be per month? What's my increase going to be per month? $68?
No, $28.
Okay, so I'm going to pay that another, what, 20 bucks, 30 bucks.
40.
40 bucks.
So what are you paying for internet right now?
Well, I've got the AT&T internet, and I'm paying $50 a month.
So
okay, so you'll... So,
but as soon as you're there a year, it goes up to 70.
So you can get rid of the 50 bucks, and we'll put 44 bucks in.
There you go. You're cheaper.
All right, let me say this to you before you stop me. I'm on Social Security. I get paid a certain amount like everybody who's on Social Security. Because it's not very much relative to the overall big picture, it's budgeted. So every doggone increase I have or get is going to cost me money. I'm not appreciating it. Two, gas is going up, food's going up, every doggone thing's going up. And every doggone business seems to think, well, if they're going up, now's the time to jump on the bandwagon. I mean, I'm not sure that thing is happening, but to me, on Social Security, I don't want an increase at all. I'm doing fine. Thank you. That's all I got.
Okay. Joe, come on.
Hey, Joe Little, 1031 Vista Court. Again, I'm not interested. I'm a snowbird. I'm not interested in my fees going up. I'm only here for 6 months out of the year. I pay for cable. I have Comcast cable back home. I can do the same thing with my Comcast cable that I can with my Spectrum cable. So I don't even need you down here. Okay. I can stream my Comcast cable down here. Just like she said, you can spring your Spectrum cable up there. So I'm already paying double. Okay. And that's okay. That's my main reason why I'm not interested right now. I got it covered, okay? I pay down here, I pay up there, but I don't want it going up, okay? I don't want it going up. And you need to remember, or I don't know if you need to remember, but of the 500 people that have internet down here, how many in that number is seasonal? How many turn that off?
I'm year round.
I don't know.
I don't
Do
know.
You know?
I don't.
Can you find that out for us? Okay, no. That is critical because you're talking about increasing cost and hurting a lot of people out here as snowbirds. It's going to be great for you guys. Yeah, your costs are going to go down. My costs are going to go up. Okay? And I'm not trying to pit one group against the other.
I know
okay?
that.
But you have opinion. To think about that. What is the bulk of the number who are going to be hurt here? And then, like I said, can we... My recommendation is we either just have cable or we just have internet. I vote for internet. I can stream. I know how to do all that stuff.
That's not fair.
Maybe the park can pay for a geek squad to come in here to help people stream, you know, set up their TVs or whatever if you go with internet. I don't know. But I'm not interested in my fees going up.
Yeah.
Okay. Period.
We understand.
I'm just wondering, how much do you expect our fees to go up if we go with this new program?
I don't think
minimal amount, or
they were saying something like 400 for the year.
Right now we're paying. It's going up. Well,
my team.
Yeah,
but Joe Nocanero, Floral Court.
Did you answer? Did we get an
she
answer
did.
For you? Okay. All right.
It's going up to $40 a month, which times 12 gives you $486 a year. Now we're paying $28 a month. Times 12 is $336 a year. The difference is $150 a year.
Oh, I think it's more than that.
What we pay now to what we would be paying, it would go up. No,
it's going up by 40.
It's more than that.
So it would be... It would be more like $500, right? Or
right. Yeah, but now you're paying $28 a month. Oh, I see. What
yeah, you're so you're
got you.
Yeah, it'd be $180.
Thank you. Next, come on up, Jim.
$480 more a year, and that's with just one set-top box. If we add another box, then it would go up another, you know, $12.
Hi.
Well, yeah, we understand that. I don't know if we could answer that right at the moment.
Well, just a second. Cherie, our yearly fees right now are, what is it, 17? 19-something, almost 2,000. It'll go to 2,500 close. If you're around, about $500 for the full year. No, 500 for the year. For the year. Base. Okay. Okay. That, I mean, it's whatever.
My only question is, have you gone out to all the other carriers to find out where they would be in the whole spectrum of things?
No,
Spectrum, AT&T, you have...
We've been talking to AT&T, and they will not do what we need.
And what about what about Verizon?
They're not here.
Not here.
Okay.
Comstock's not here.
No, I understand. No, I just don't think it's right that they get charged for the time that the people aren't here. I really feel that they're not expending anything else to charge them. Look, I don't care. I'm not talking for myself, but I'm talking for a lot of people who, you know, there's only what, maybe 30% of the people that stay here all year round. So 70% of that time that they're not here, you're paying all that money for not using any of the services. And I think that's a big deal.
Thank you.
It was in your contract when you signed
it. Wait a minute. Bruce, wait a minute. That lady didn't get her question answered. Would you like to come up and ask it? Oh, come on up.
Come on down.
She was saying, similar to what Joe Little was saying about she's not here the full time. She's only here for 4 months. So it's $240 a year for her. So for it to go up $500 a year, it's not good for her. She's not interested in it.
Okay.
That's what...
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. One more time, Bruce.
Bruce Crabb, 442 Neighborly Court. I think what people are forgetting is our television that we provide now is going to go up anyways. When we do a new contract, we're going to pay more for that television that we're getting now for $28 a month. It's going to go to 30-something.
32.
So it's $4. Big deal. I can't understand. We're getting a much better package. There's approximately 500 homes in here that now have Spectrum service on internet. Now, we can talk all day till we're blue in the face, okay? Maybe we should just do away with the whole thing and you people can buy everything. You can buy your own television, whatever.
Come on, Bruce.
No, really. It's a thing that people got to consider. This is a good package. Right. That's right. I understand we have a certain amount of people that are not here year round. But you have to remember, you are paying your taxes yearly. You are paying for your fire protection and your schools yearly. You're not getting a break on those. We have to pay for those services, whether you're here or not. I used to go home as a seasonal person. I still had to pay the prices. We had to pay the assessment fee and the taxes, the fire protection, and so on.
Hi, Lori Bodo, 1000 Little Court. I think with Joe, and we go home and we have to pay our mortgage at home, our cable at home. So I think they're just trying to eliminate, you know, we don't have the luxury to come down here year round yet. Eventually, yes, but yet, no. So in Canada, only 6 months. So we're paying double because we got a house there, TV there, electric, gas. So we're just trying to save. Yeah.
Well, so are the people down here.
Well, I can stream. You're right. I can stream. I can take my spectrum up north and stream down here, but internet I still have to pay for. And now, if you can miraculously do that from Florida to New York internet, I'd be all for it, you know?
Oh, sorry. I wish we could. I do want to be clear. The current contract, it doesn't expire until next year. So if you choose not to do it, you don't have the option of canceling it early. I guess I just wanted to be clear. I didn't want it to.
We just have the option of replacing it.
Right. If we wanted, usually if we're adding internet, I can renegotiate it. So.
Okay, Joe Little, I promise this is my last time. Okay, fee's going to go up. Contract's going to go in. The fee's going to go up $4. Maybe you'll raise the HOA fee. Maybe you want to absorb that $4, and that's okay. So the price will go up. But, okay, that's a normal thing. Okay, and it's a 5-10-year contract. But, you know, I'm not – you know, I heard it up here. This is a great deal. No, this is not a great deal for me, okay? It is a great deal for some people if you're buying internet and so forth now. But again, you got to give people and you got to look after all the people here. And again, you know, we can talk about majorities and stuff, but you should give either one or the other. Okay. And keep the fees the same. Thank you.
I also promise I won't come up again. I just don't think it's fair that 75% of the residents have to pay. 75% of the residents have to pay for 25%. What am I trying to say? Yeah. Of the people that are here year round. You know, I pay for my internet. I use Spectrum, whatever the park I'm paying for now, that's what I use. I watch Netflix. I pay separately for my internet. I pay that out of my own pocket. And I don't.
Does everybody else?
Excuse me? Right. But I don't want to pay that large amount when I'm not here. I don't think it's fair. I do. And I think it's like $3 or $4.99 a month. So I just don't think it's fair for the majority of us to pay for the minority. That's all.
Excuse me.
I guess my first question is, do we know the numbers of how many people are here full time versus those who leave for about 3 months or more?
It does fluctuate. I have a report I can pull. Let me see if I can grab that real quick.
That would be helpful to have how many here live 12 months out of the year here. And just, am I right that the internet that you give us here is not in a box that can be taken with us if we were to leave and travel for a while?
Correct.
So you pay for it, it stays in the house, we leave for 3 months, it's still there. Okay.
The only thing you can take with you is the app, and some channels can be accessed.
And that's the TV, not the internet.
Right.
Okay. So the numbers of how many people live here 12 months might be a deciding factor, could help us make a decision. When you say if we'd done this 2 years ago, it'd be a lot cheaper. When you're in a contract was this a 10-year contract?
Yeah, yes.
You know what? You don't always know. I mean, we know that things are going up. We know things cost more every year. When you're in a 10-year contract, you're in a 10-year contract. Look what happened to our garbage pickup this year, guys. It's City of Pompey. Yes, double for two, but you get two, 3 days. They're in here ruining our roads 3 days a week now. So nothing's ever going to be perfect for everyone. I need to take my internet with me. We travel 4 months out of the year. I have a box. Is there any way that's a possibility for installing internet in everyone's home? Is a box instead of direct wire or whatever it is?
Not at this time. Now, I will say Spectrum has Wi-Fi hotspots all over, but I don't think that's what you're looking for. You're looking for reliable internet wherever you are, right? Mm-hmm. So even though you could access tens of thousands of hotspots, it's probably not going to answer. I don't know what the box is that you're talking about. Is that something
it
like
allows
from Verizon
me to stream my TV? Every time I get on my computer, it's my internet. It's my Wi-Fi.
Is that through like Verizon or
AT&T?
Sprint?
Oh,
okay.
AT&T.
No, we don't have that.
Okay.
Not at this time. It could be something that we're developing, but no one shared that with me. So I would say no.
Just 30 seconds. Internet right now, if you get on your own, costs about $80, right?
Unless
okay,
you get a special.
If we get the package, we're going to increase it by 40. So you're either going to, if you're here 6 months and you're paying $80 a month, or would you want to pay $40 for 12 months with the package?
Okay. Yeah, everybody's going to pay a little bit different, yeah. I think.
But I'm saying the package cuts the internet in half.
Right. Like one of the things Terry said, when you say you pay $50 a month, $50 for your internet?
Yes.
So for people like you, and there may be more in the park, I don't know, if we went with this package, you're here 12 months.
Yes.
Your internet basically would be costing you $40 instead of $50. You would cancel your other internet and save $10 a month is how that would work.
Yeah. So they told me that the price would never go up.
Oh. Lucky you, Terry.
They told me.
Please. I wish I could, but I can't.
So if the decision that you guys were talking about, whether you would go this like right now and start the nodes right now and be there for summer or wait for the fall. And if you went in the fall in November, we wouldn't get the 5% increase in January.
Right.
If we started now in April, we're going to get the 5% increase in January. Well, you guys aren't deciding that.
If we start now, the node work is probably going to take about 3 months. I'd have to ask and see if we could freeze the rate.
Okay.
If it goes into effect in November, then no, there's no increase.
Right. But if it's summer, it's questionable.
Right. I'd have to.
Were you able to?
I have to submit for the approvals and. But we'll see. I mean, I'll look into it.
We're not able to get an accurate number. We can do renters versus owners, residents, stuff like that. You have to keep into account, too, that a lot of our full-time residents, quote-unquote full-time, do a lot of traveling in the summer. Mm-hmm. So they may be gone for 2 months at a time. So we need to take that into consideration as well. Okay. So, and, of course, we have our Canadian We can guess, Barb. We can guess. Just yeah, we could guess. I would say 30-70.
I will see if I can ask if we can get a report pulled. I don't know if we can, but I'll ask and see if the analytical group at our
no usage. by address?
Well, they might be able to look at and see how many people go on seasonal. I've never gotten that kind of report, but I can ask.
Well, and that, in fairness to you, that really was, that was not a fair question. Because I'm a full-time Florida resident. This is my address.
But you travel.
I have an RV. I can pick up and go anytime I want. I don't have to report into you
well,
that I'm not
like
going to be.
Well, we'd like it. Right.
But I don't have to.
No, you don't have to.
I encourage.
And getting way off of the track here, it does help us all if we do know when you're leaving or when you're gone. It helps ACC. It helps us at the office. So if you would consider that when you are leaving to just.
Well, it's
just
important to know that a house is empty for neighbors to be, you know, it's kind of nice to have neighbors watching out. But that is something we don't track here in the park.
Well, we have experienced since COVID, we've seen more people stay in Florida than they used to. I don't know how, now that things are changing and opening up, if that's going to change.
But that works two ways because we've had a lot of folks not even come down. I know the Addies, they skipped 2 years, full years, whereas they were always here, 6 months, Carol, if not longer. So it can go either way, Donna, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I just know that we used to see this big drop in the summertime, not just here, but a lot of communities. And last year, we saw almost no drop at all. It was like everybody stayed.
Yeah. Okay, let's get this last.
Diane Russo, 1158 Center Lane. This is just an idea because we're having who wants it, who doesn't. Now, you're saying you can't shut it off on vacation if we go with your package, right?
Right.
How about if you figure it out how many have gone and give a rebate to the park at the end of the year?
Yeah, we don't do that.
They don't do it.
So this package retails for well over $200. For me to be able to cut it down to the $68.
I'm paying $189 right now and $70 for internet that is slow as the Dickens. Also,
you should call in.
When you put these new nodes in, are we going to lose channels like the Yes Channel, the Red Zone? Even though I pay for them, are we going to lose them?
No. Okay. No, the
'cause I know the Yes
the only channel
is a Bright House channel.
I'll have to look. I'm honestly not familiar with it.
It's for us Yankee fans.
Oh.
And I'm Bright House, you know.
What number is that?
Seven. Oh, what number is? I'll tell you in a minute.
Oh, okay.
Ma'am, you're the last one. No, you're the last one. We're all done. We've got enough information.
Okay. 1142. It's a lot of the 1100 channels that are the sports. Yeah, but we 1142 is high def. The high one's a high def.
Oh.
And that was a
high. I don't see it.
Yeah. 1140. So whether we do anything or not, your new year or whatever you want to say, you're taking away channels I'm grandfathered into.
It's called the Yes Channel. What is it?
The Yes Channel. It's 1142.
Okay. I'll have to look and see if it's on our sports pack.
It's not on Spectrum Sports.
Oh.
I'm from Bright House.
Okay.
I kept it.
Yeah.
It's not on there. I don't see it anywhere.
I don't think we.
I have a whole. Okay. My husband has every sport package they sell.
Thank you, Diane.
I was told if I went to become, if I became a Spectrum customer, I would lose the Yes Channel, plus it was a Bright
right.
House
that
channel.
May be
that's
true.
Enough. Let's go to the next.
Okay.
Thank you. We're running out of time.
So, Carol Addy, 1000 Vista Court. So, Donna, I have some questions for you for clarification. Excuse me, Donna?
Donna.
No, I'm sorry.
I have some questions for
yes.
clarification. So, you made a statement that if we had Spectrum service here, and at Spectrum, can't. Okay, how's that?
Yeah, that's better.
So if we have Spectrum here in Florida,
And when we go back home in New Hampshire, we have Spectrum. So you're saying that we should be able to take that cloud technology with us to our Spectrum provider in New Hampshire and utilize it.
If you have our cloud DVR, you can access it anywhere, even if you're not on Spectrum's internet. If you go up north and you're on Comcast, you still can access your cloud DVR using our TV app.
Okay.
If you want to access, there's like 48 channels that you can access using the TV app. Again, it doesn't have to be Spectrum's internet. It could be any internet.
Okay, so just another thing, because this year we don't have Spectrum. We went to AT&T. Well, it has to do with your internet, so we chose not to do that. And we have direct stream. So one of the things that we ran into, so I'm just curious about the changing, we cannot record here on the stream because it goes based upon your billing zip code, which happens to be New Hampshire. So we cannot utilize the piece of that streaming capabilities because of that technology. So just as a point of clarification, I'd be curious what you can actually use in another geo than here.
That's a good question. No one's asked me that.
And the other thing is, back when we first started on this journey, I was under the impression that all of the residents, whether they're renters or full-time or part-time, there was going to be a survey go out to us and ask us how much of the time we're here, resident in the park, thinking that that would help the park, but it also help in the contract negotiations. Somehow or other, that got lost in translation, A. And then B, and I'm sorry that Carol's not feeling well, but I asked very specifically if whatever you handed out to the trustees could be published somewhere so that the people that maybe can't hear all the conversation can actually look at the numbers, and that might help them justify what we're being asked to do.
We'll try to have some of those for you at the February 28th meeting. Some of the papers here that she's provided us.
That'd be much appreciated.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We'll work on that. We'll try to get either that, or we'll try to figure out how to get it on the website, and then you can print it off yourself.
That's perfectly fine. Okay.
We'll work on it.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Time's up. Got a quick one, Karen? Because this is it.
Karen Foot, 214
Elodie. I got to go home and get my coffee.
I have some coffee. It's nap time. Just remember, guys, last year when she came, she told us that a five-year contract, if we signed it before January 2022, which will include cable and internet, was $53.95. Just look how much that's gone up in another month. So remember that. Okay?
Yeah. We're done.
Real quick, Joe Little, VistaCord again. Sherry mentioned it about the garbage. If Republic can price their pricing to allow me to turn my garbage off for 6 months and save that $23 a month for 6 months, I think Spectrum should be able to do the same thing. Let's
Joe,
ask them.
They've already said they can't do that, so there's no sense in being a dead horse.
You got to drop it.
Well, is it they can't or they don't want to? It just seems to me, how can one company do it but another one can't?
Yeah.
I make a motion, we adjourn.
All in favor?
What are we doing?
The journey.
Oh.
That's adjourned.
Very good.
I didn't get to tell him. My internet is $66.
Bright House product. That's for Wi-Fi. That's the Wi-Fi.
Yeah. And he was. No,
the park doesn't pay this. This is internet. I have no idea. Yeah, definitely call, because that's wrong. Yes, and you get a limited number of channels. So the let me show you. I've got it on my phone.
Thank you. Your name is?
Well, no. What you?
Bob.
Well, you could do that, or you could, if you have a Roku, you could download the Roku. But let me think here. So over here, there is. But you have. Let me think about that, because I don't think that would work. I think you it says not available. Why is that not available? Maybe it's my other phone. I carry two phones with me. I know you can stream on your computer, on your phone, on your tablet. You could probably cast it to your TV. There's cables that you can connect to your phone and plug into your TV to be able to see it. It means you're using your phone. Yes, I'm trying to think if it's... See, I'm trying to think about how that would work, because when you're at home and you're using Roku, just put it on your network and it works. But if you're not on your home network where your app is connected, I don't know, there's no way for you to log in. So you would have to like cast it from your phone or from a tablet or a computer. But I'm trying to find the app on my work phone. I know I have it on here. It's probably staring me right in the face. Don't you hate that when you're trying to find something and you know it's right there, directly TV? So.